I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of Indian Christians remain refugees 2 years after brutal attacks in Orissa. Believers still face challenges. Worldwide Christian Schools' Scott Vanderkoy explains what's happening with their partner.
The school currently operates in rented space owned by a Hindu family, and the lease has just been shortened. And the school has less than 5 months to complete their new school building.
But it's not all bad news.
There is a new school building that has been started, but $87,000 are needed yet to finish it in time.
Next, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, what started as a tribal conflict has ignited serious battles. Active fighting at and near the Evangelical Free Church Hospital in the area means the staff are treating many injured from both the rebels and the soldiers. The EFCA has already sent $10,000 to the Tandala Hospital to purchase medicine to help care for those injured in the conflict. Pray for peace and pray for the team's testimony as they act as the hands and feet of Christ. And God is growing the Mission Society's ministry at the University of Georgia. About 800 people now attend the Wesley Foundation's Wednesday night services. Tara Dunn, the associate prayer director, says the team provides one-on-one discipleship for many students and interns.
It's really just a place where students can come and be discipled, to be poured into, really be challenged. We believe and know that college is a crucial time in life where many students, they really just begin to question the things that they've grown up hearing.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the station. If you'd like to have a free copy of World Serves devotional called Joy Over the Moon, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You'll find out about the needs of the underground Chinese church. You can also request your copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.